Dream Kardashian turns 1 year old. Black China, will she be on the next season of Love & Hip Hop LA? Tammy Roman exit stage left. Maybe she will be doing her Bonnet Chronicles, but she will not be on the next season of Basketball Wives LA. And finally, we get a glimpse of Rumi and Sir Carter. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Get it, DJ Lowe's. Get it.
I just need partial of the
And
Black
this is
Hollywood.
Rihanna.
Just partial.
Is it?
Yeah.
My bad. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live Reality Check. I am your host, Ashley Gray. Find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Joined in studio, we got DJ Jesse Janity.
What's up?
And Corinne Williams. You can find them at Oh My 30s and DJ Jesse Janity.
And no, DJ well, Jesse J, babe.
Well, honey, praise God.
I can't.
Shamar Moore. Already. Shut down all of the rumors. This is a follow-up from last week. Remember, we talked about the possibility of Shamar Moore and Phaedra Parks being together. I, of course, did not believe it, and Shamar Moore doesn't want any of y'all to believe it either.
I told you.
And he came out to say, no, I'm not bi. I love the punani. He also said that, you know what? Shout out to Tyrese, more power to you. Oh, and God. He also said that, you know, him and Phaedra, he did flirt with her when they were on Watch What Happens Live. They did have a drink. He did kiss all up on her. Gross. But no, he is not interested. And yes, he does date black women, because, you know, it's rumored that he only likes skinny Beckys.
He said he dates all women,
which means that he prefers sisters. White
with the good hair.
Have we seen him with all flavors?
Well, he also mentioned that, you know, no, you have not seen me with any women, but you have not seen me with any men either. So,
who cares, Shamar?
Well, speaking of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Oh, all right.
Go ahead. Roja.
That's all the lyrics being new. Did y'all watch Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No.
But
tell
of
us
course.
About it.
Yes,
all right, so what we decided is we're going to do reviews here on BHL
reviews.
Every 5 episodes, because we can't be here every week doing all that. It's just doing too much.
I got gas.
Do you do?
Oh, I said, like,
gas. But I need to have gas.
I was like, girl, they got Beano.
Did you have some beans, girl? Oh, honey, I know I smell something.
Oh, yeah, she's trying.
I need some ibuprofen.
Imodium AD, girl.
I need petroleum to get here, okay? Nah, I don't have gas today. Today is a good day.
All right, so what did you think of the episode? Were you into it? Was you think it was a little forced?
I just felt like Nene was, you know, and Nene is my favorite.
Ace Boom favorite, Coon.
favorite of all time. But. Like, she just was a little too much. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, simmer down. Mm. Just be yourself. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, ease into it. Don't be, like every 10 minutes. But, yeah, that's it.
Kenya, what you think?
I can't. Like, are we even going to see him? Probably not.
The husband?
No, yeah.
They do his voice like those.
Well, he said, Kenya said that she didn't want him to be seen on, and that's why she wasn't going to get a contract. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that in the blocks, but it's like, honey, Linda, listen. You are on a show that is called a housewife show. So I'm going to need you. You want it to be upgraded from a boo thing, a side piece.
Boop. Well, Cynthia says she's upset that she wasn't invited to Kenya's wedding. Do you think that's shady?
Yeah, because that's one of her closest friends.
And Kenya wants her to be her best friend, so it's like, girl.
But then it's kind of like, you know, when you get married, it's your own personal moment. Like, you don't want every Tom, Dick, Harry, and Shaquana at your wedding. So, I mean, do you, Kenya? Mm-hmm. What about the conversation that Kenya had with her dad?
Ooh, that's I was going to joke and say, imagine if her baby on the phone was actually her dad.
That's disgusting.
No, not
Jesse.
Like that. They're like playing this whole thing so that she can stay on for one more season.
Ew. Well, I could see that.
You know?
Possibly. But they say it's real.
We'll see. Well, Tammy
Wait, hold
Rosen.
Up. Before
okay,
you say
well,
that, one more housewife story.
But Portia and Nene, what did you think about that?
Again, not the right place, not the right time. I mean, Nene be clocking Portia, but at the same time,
Portia held her own.
Yeah, Portia. I mean,
it's about time.
Nene needs to look herself in the mirror and be like, you know what? I am this person, and I have to admit
maybe
this to
she
myself.
Can't recognize who she sees in the mirror.
Well, not with the way that wig was sitting last night.
Shame.
Speaking of noses, Carrie Hilson did come out and say, this is my real nose. It is not fake for all of the haters. I know this is a bit off topic, but I wanted to slide in since we were talking about noses.
But everybody on that cast have had some type of work done.
Kenya?
Anyways, Portia had a handgun stolen from her car.
Portia? Did Portia have boobs?
Portia has had boobs, body, nose, even body, her nose.
I thought that was her. No, I thought she was given body.
She had her nose done?
Yeah. Portia?
And she's had her body.
I don't know exactly, I don't think it's fake, but I think it was fat transfer.
So, but her body is real. She just had lipo.
Is that what fat transferring is?
Well, it's kind of, that's when you suck the fat out, but honey, she said put it back.
That's disgusting.
Oh, wait, so she put it into her butt?
I don't know. Black, I haven't heard that.
I digress.
Yo, so wait, she had a handgun in her Range Rover. It was stolen. An eyewitness claims that they saw a man wearing a mask smash the back of her window.
That was Peter.
To get into
Well, Peter, give her back her handgun.
But she says she ain't worried because she got another handgun. I'm just like, are we okay with Portia being out here with a gun? Could you imagine Portia like, hold on, freeze?
Yes, I can, because she be beating bitches' asses every damn season. She be trying.
Yeah, but she beats asses like in one of those, like, she don't know she has that power and she like blacks out.
Nah,
Jesse,
please, no. Really? She does not black out. She be standing up like, what
I
you
feel
want,
like
bitch?
She's blacking out when what's I'm gonna let your ass out.
Get your life. She's one person who don't need a gun. But why is this even news?
It got broken. I was just surprised that this bitch got a handgun just sitting in a Range Rover. Is it pink? Is it bedazzled? Like,
I feel like it's bedazzled. It's a little leopard.
Probably.
Print.
Well, Tammy cheetah. Roman is not going to be returning to Basketball Wives LA.
Why is Basketball she Wives did, LA returning?
And that's why she said, I'm not. That's why she's like, I'm not a part of it. But it is rumored that her Bonnet Chronicles is going to be, I don't know if it's going to be picked up by a network, but she's going to do more of those. Mm. Have you watched it? How do we feel about it? If it was a show, would we watch?
No. They are hilarious. I love them for what they are.
How are you maybe she'll get a contract with Instagram.
No, she could get a contract with a skit for SNL.
That just need 90 seconds.
And be like, what's her name? Who used to sit out and be like, well, it's none of my business, but from
you mean Miss Benita Patrell?
Color, yes.
No.
That's about it. Girl, I don't want to see 30 her, minutes Netflix special of Bonnet Chronicle.
I don't think it's going to Netflix. No, no Tino Shade. But I am TV. Personally glad
I wouldn't
that.
Be surprised if it did go to Netflix as a comedy thing.
No,
I could see like Bounce TV picking it up and like throwing them in between.
Viceland. She'd be on Viceland. Could you see that?
Yeah, because they maybe do weird
shit. They're more eccentric.
It's like a skit thing. Do not do like a Madea movie. Like all of a sudden now you this character, the bar.
Maybe she will pop up as a character in these different
movies.
I'm here
for that. A character.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that she's getting off of Basketball Wives. I think it's time. Yeah. And I like her better as an actress. I think that she just really shines brighter as an actress than an angry black woman.
This is
on
no shade,
basketball.
But what movies she, I don't really don't. Like.
She just did a movie that went straight to TV One, the Felicia something story.
Nice.
And she did a great job.
Good for you.
Yeah, shady Jesse.
I just wanted to know.
I was trying to figure it out too. Now speaking of women comedians, because like that's y'all. What I consider her to be, not necessarily an actor.
Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish did an amazing job on SNL. Did you say hi? Congratulations. She is so humble. I'm so happy for her. Yes.
And that
reminds me and inspires me to don't give up on this dream, honey, because Tiffany been going at it for a while. And Girls Trip really did. Like propel her into her destiny, honey.
Propel.
Yes, God.
All right.
Yes.
Speaking of dreams, Rob Kardashian threw Dream's first baby.
Come on,
first
get it
birthday.
Out. What?
You know what I'm saying? And then Kim K's.
He just said Dream threw herself her own first birthday. I said, who?
No, girl. Rob Kardashian threw Dream's first birthday. Then Kim Kardashian had a baby show. Right, DJ Loaf.
Well, honey, listen, is it a wheat bread? Is it a wheat loaf? Okay. Happy birthday to Dream Kardashian. Now, to piggyback on what you said, there were separate parties. So Blac Chyna did throw a party for Dream, and then Rob threw a party for
Who's
Dream
like
as well. Let me. Rob's that he threw her was very low key.
It did.
There
it
wasn't
a little
many
it looked like Ralph's
decorations.
Cake. It looks cute,
but it was
looks
still
homey.
Really cute. Yeah. Here's the rumor that Kylie Jenner did show up to the festivities that Blac Chyna did throw for Dream. I want to see pictures, and I want to see if you are bumping up baby stomach. Mm-hmm.
Do we believe that though?
I don't believe it, but I want to.
Kylie showed up to Blacks.
No.
I didn't see any pictures.
Especially if she's actually pregnant. I can't see that.
No, because Black China would have sold that news.
They're not even friends. The Kardashians are not friends with
The Kardashians are not friends with each other. Okay? Oh. The only thing that keeps them together is blood. Okay?
Well, and coin.
They don't even like each other half the time. I think that they can't stand Kim. If you rewind to old footage, Khloe was always coming for Kim. Maybe because she just felt a little chubby and ugly. But now that she, you know.
Well, she was bright smiles and faces over at the baby shower for Kim K's third baby.
Yes, she was.
The theme was cherry blossom, tea for three.
Whose birthday?
It was a baby shower.
Baby shower for the third baby.
The surrogate.
She's just trying to steal everybody shine. She tried to steal Dream Shine. See, but you didn't win because I didn't even know you just threw that little shindig. Okay. Oh,
it was real cute.
It was super cute. Those cherry blossom trees, mm-hmm. honey.
I did see it. Yeah. Honey, I thought that was a banquet or a ceremony. I did too. That was too much. For a baby shower?
Too much.
And in proper
that
etiquette,
was too much.
It was
a lot, though.
It was, but proper etiquette says if you have one baby.
That's all you need.
That's
you ain't supposed
the only
to have
baby
more.
Shower you're supposed to get, unless it is a different gender.
Really? Well,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's old school etiquette, but you know, these people don't know proper etiquette.
It's very
old
school.
I would be real irritated if I came out and I found out I didn't get a baby shower. But
you don't need one because the thought process around it is you have everything you need for the baby. You have the bare essentials. Mm.
That's true. And then if it's a different gender, then you kind of need new stuff.
You need new things.
But for me, I'm probably just going to like hand-me-downs. Like, okay, I already got what I need. I'm keeping it.
I'm good. And I'm only having one baby anyway, so one shower it is.
You know what? I'm going to be extra. I'm probably going to have more than one. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
And
I ain't even going. I'm going to have two kids. I'm going to have five baby showers. Ooh, y'all about to get tricked. Scam, honey. Come on, GoFundMe. Yeah.
Speaking of scams, so Matt Barnes is out here claiming Gloria Gavan is out here and hiding some of the assets.
First of all, what assets? Okay, I don't even understand where this money is coming from. Where did it surface from?
And Matt doesn't either. And that's what he's trying to figure out. Apparently, she didn't. She failed
Rose's
to give
money.
Girl, she failed to give bank statements between the dates of August 2013 and December 2015.
That's why
and
you
I
don't
just want to say,
she
Matt,
failed, though.
You failed for not having your lawyer
because
check
your attorney.
It.
Exactly. Come on, Jesse.
Come on with the facts.
I'm just saying, like,
so we
that's
can't
a
be
lot
mad at
years.
Her. She, the
and
ultimate comma. That's
know.
Wise.
When you are going through a divorce, you don't keep nothing in the bank. Cash money, honey, keep that under your mattress. Okay? Keep it under your mattress.
Or do be like Redman and keep it in your cookie jar. Remember that episode on Cribs?
Listen.
When he had all the money in the store.
Do what you gotta do. Don't you show
Legendary.
Your money.
speaking of janky, Swaggy P. Nick Young is out here talking about he won a reality TV show.
Go play basketball.
And
Stop.
He says that he will only do it if he gets Kardashian coin, which would be $150 million.
First of all, who?
He's not that interesting.
You ain't even dating Iggy Azalea, so no one even cares.
He's
even,
back that with was his baby mama, right?
Boring.
They
Which
just
could
have
be
the baby.
Interesting.
Girl,
it could
on VH1.
But what
VH1
is interesting about
Hip-Hop
him,
Black
though?
Ink crew.
Nothing. What is interesting about him?
What's interesting about Black China? Because Mona Scott apparently wants her on the next season of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood because she's in the studio doing tracks. Honey, when Mona Scott went on the Wendy Williams show, first of all, she's still getting cheated on.
Yes, she is. He was
is,
out.
Honey, let's save that tea because, honey, I want to shout out to Mama D in the comments. Honey! Okay, so I digress. Anyway,
she's so extra.
When Mona Scott mentioned that the crowd, you can hear crickets. You can hear Wendy Williams' heart beating.
Wendy. She was like, oh, I don't want to see that. And then, of course, the
but
audience
was
going to
do this was before. It was before.
I saw.
Mona Scott made the comment.
And nobody
and then
did.
No one
Everyone
said
like,
anything. And Mona started laughing nervously.
And was like, you
and
guys
Wendy's,
don't want to see
I
it?
I saw, but I see my interpretation was completely different. Mm-mm. I'd be here for it.
For
no,
what?
What
am I here for?
I don't
exactly.
even know what Black China, like, honestly, like, for
I
her to be talking.
I heard a little snippet of it. And I was just like,
what
she sounds like everybody else.
Right, but like, no. Don't do it. I don't think she's going to do it because I think it would really tarnish her brand even more.
What's
so
her brand, though? Let's get to the bottom of this.
Her brand is wax,
Dream Kardashian.
Wax figure doorstopper.
law gnomes.
The law gnomes.
Y'all so shady.
Jeepers for creepers, okay?
Goosebumps. So I can't. I'm just done talking about her. Anyways, speaking of Mona Scott, did you see that her and Escape are going to be doing a TV movie?
I'm asleep.
Yeah, and but Mona, she manages Escape. She manages the whole group, so of course.
Listen, and it's gonna go straight to Bravo. Is doing her thing.
She looks amazing. I'm just like, dang, girl, you that I deal with the devil you signed, I would get on that 360 deal, girl. Because her skin
before
is...
and after pictures
of Mona?
Mona, every she, time she is just like...
They were not.
But the
lookers.
Thing is, I feel
but now
like
they're beautiful.
They suck the dick of the devil, honey. And they're like, give me all the
oh my God.
I'm just
my
saying.
Soul got snatched
like,
for a minute.
You're out here and you have just like, well, you know, it's not me. These people just put their lives on paper. And
it's
like,
true.
But girl, do you want have a therapist that can talk to these people and be like, maybe you should get off?
That's not
this
her business. No, no, that's
no,
not
no.
her business.
No, her business is
she does have a therapist, but it's all in reverse. She gets a therapist to do a psychoanalysis of it and figures out how crazy they are. And she's like, this is great money. Great ratings, great TV.
Yep.
You're insane. Right. You're unfixable.
Exactly.
I'm gonna put your crazy ass on TV.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
Well, shout out to Mona for doing your thing. Are you here for the Escape thing? I'm feeling like you two are. Mm. What about you, Jesse?
I mean, I want to see the TV show because I heard it was actually really
good. Haven't seen
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, yeah, I have.
You like
go
it?
Go ahead and check it out. Candy comes off as
you seem a little...
As a what?
As a prima donna, I'm not going to lie. So it makes me wonder. I need to look at the credits to see if she is an executive producer. Yes.
Probably.
Because she is
she should be
off,
if it's on Bravo.
Well, yeah, she's probably the one who got that deal. But she's coming off as a little, like... whiny, if you will, and it's all about me, and I'm like, well, boo-boo, you're not a solo artist. You started in this group,
but right, she
because
probably
when you were a solo artist, it was only if you oh, in the
yeah,
don't think
that
I'm
part,
not.
That part,
oh, I
and
like
that was
that
it,
song,
me
though.
Too, but then that was it.
But the thing is, I feel like she's coming into the show like I am a star, a TV star.
Well, she is, though.
And I get that.
Legitimately. Yeah. But you also are a
reality TV
person.
Star. Let's emphasize that.
But she's big in the music industry.
Okay, interesting. Someone made a comment to me the other day. And I was like... And Vogue tried to make a comeback. Didn't really pop off.
Because millennials are not checking for that.
Remember, En Vogue had their little TV show situation that they were trying to do?
Yes.
Oh, not En Vogue, SWV. Was it En Vogue?
No, it was SWV, not
sorry,
En Vogue.
Sorry, my bad.
Really? I thought it was En Vogue, too. En
Vogue was on Chasing Destiny for like one or two episodes.
Oh, and
that
was cute.
It was like really
I
a
loved
cute cameo.
Chasing Destiny.
But
was
I love
really
that
good.
Show. Oh, my God. I love that Diary.
But so SWV tried to make their little comeback.
I
do you think
like
that it works more for Escape because Candy's known from The Housewives?
That's what Mona Scott is hoping. But I doubt that that's going to be like what's going to push the show.
I think people will watch
so.
The movie. I'll watch the movie more than the show.
I think that people who are true fans of the actual group will watch everything. Like
yeah,
I watched SWV because I remember them as a child and I loved their music.
Mm-hmm.
And people want real music these days. They're tired of all this bullshit that's going on the radio. Yeah, we tired of Future. We like your beats. But, you know, we want to sing.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of beats, Teresa Giudice wanted to beat Sofia Vergara's
didn't she
head
go?
Off the wall.
Didn't
because apparently
she
they
go?
Were doing a photo op.
Shady moments.
And Sofia Vergara was, like, really upset that she had to even take
shady
a picture with Teresa.
Well,
which I don't blame.
Me either.
I would
mean,
be like,
I mean,
do you know?
Sofia
I have,
is everything.
Yeah.
I love me some freaking Sofia.
Y'all, wait,
she
but
is
did
so
you hear
gorgeous.
These comments?
What?
So apparently when they were doing the photo op, Sofia took a step in front of
yes,
Teresa.
And I would have too.
And Teresa was so upset that she came out to say she's an immigrant, she ought to act nice, and then got called her a bitch
no.
and said immigrants should be good natured.
Who said that?
Teresa.
She was doing an interview and then she said all this stuff
but in 2017.
It's like, how much do we really believe
all of
Teresa?
It.
You're a convicted felon, girl.
Wow. I'm just. I, like, how much do we believe that story that she's saying about Sofia? Like,
I'm
going to
believe
really
all
believe
of it. It's so good.
Honestly.
I'm taking it all in.
No, I totally believe it.
You believe
like,
it?
I believe,
I do.
Hey, wait, so here's what I imagine. So every year we go to these things. They're called press days. And they mix, like, high-class stars with reality stars.
A-list.
And this would be
with,
it.
And the
Sofia
Vergara don't like the reality stars. Tatal.
And you never see them really, like, mix and mingling.
Never.
So I could totally see Teresa on the carpet. Sofia's doing a photo op, and Teresa's like, oh, my God. Oh, I love her. She's that Mexican
can
girl.
Can you give me a picture? Can you give me a picture?
And I just want Sofia take a picture.
I'm
Sofia's
sorry.
Just like,
I can't. I don't want to.
Or Sophia. What if Sophia's fucking like, who bitch? Are you?
And then all of a sudden turns into a Trump supporter. Like, I cannot.
Listen.
Not a Trump supporter.
I believe it because that was
immigrants, you should be nice.
Like, petting her. I believe it because that was NeNe Leakes' problem. She was caught in that gray area of TV star and reality star, and she thought that she was bigger than what she was, but no, you're not.
Teresa Giudice thought she was bigger than what?
No, I'm saying that this is what happened with NeNe Leakes.
True.
She be doing the most, and she thinks that she is bigger than what she is.
Wait, which one of you guys was at the carpets when NeNe... Was that where you
I wasn't, no, but I've had my interactions with NeNe, and she was not nice.
Nope.
It was
because I didn't go up to NeNe. It was somebody else.
It was,
and then they wanted a picture. And
oh, it was Stacey.
Oh, all right. Yeah, let's just keep all the name dropping. Oops. Anyways, speaking of shade, Wendy Williams' husband's out here shading the fuck out of her marriage. So Kevin apparently picked up Miss Sharina Hudson, age 32, from this office building after he got done with a workout.
Still cheating on you, boo. Like, can you not give us Tamar Braxton right now?
She said that she's the wife. That's what Wendy came out and said the first time.
Yes,
that
you are the wife. Uh-huh.
Came out.
But
you
getting cheated on. No, you not.
No, you're not. Girl, you fainted on live television.
You broke it inside.
But let me ask
you.
You're
what you was like.
You know what? Y'all
honey,
right.
you dropping dead, literally. It's
like a slinky.
Honey. Y'all remember on like season one or season two? I don't even.
Of the Wendy Williams show?
When Evelyn was on Basketball Live. Shut up. And. Wendy had made a comment about like Evelyn, and then Evelyn had the major clapback of the century. She was like, oh yeah, Wendy, I'm not gonna sit here and talk about your cheating husband who would come into my shoe store and pick up shoes for his mistress.
This has been, I feel like this has been going on for a while. I think that they are on the verge of divorce.
And
Wendy's like, no, you're not gonna put me through this public humiliation, honey. Too late. You already humiliated. And she needs to make herself a hot topic.
Yep,
okay,
bitch, be a
talk
victim.
About it.
Own it. Be like,
talk about it, honey, because we all know that he's cheating on you. So get ahead of the curve,
but
honey.
We don't
honestly,
know that. We don't know that.
Who
are
is
you there?
Sharina? What?
Are
Hudson?
You there?
Nope.
Is Sharina your
picture,
sister, your friend, your cousin, your
I'm
aunt?
Girl,
two
save
two
that
together.
For CNN. This is reality check.
And let's get messy. Let's get it out. Let's get loud. We here.
Y'all don't know. These are all speculations.
We are here to stir the pot.
This is the speculation.
I got collard greens in this pot, honey. I'm here to stir it.
Beans,
okay?
Potatoes, ham.
Hello, and you getting cheated on. You getting cheated on, girl. You getting cheated on. The holiday season is upon us, honey. You going to be lonely because he going to be over there with his mistress, honey. You ain't getting nothing
gonna
for
wait,
Christmas.
He going to wait for the beginning
gonna
of the year.
Be lonely?
Yeah.
Who's she going to be with her son?
There is somebody out there who wants her. I believe that.
No, if Wendy gets a divorce.
I believe that.
I think she'll write a good book for all the housewives who get cheated on, and it'll like, you know what I mean? It'll be good for some people. Not a tell-all, but for the housewives who get cheated on.
Yeah.
I think that she'll do something like that, but I don't see her getting with another man after this. I think she will be like, Wendy gives me old school Hollywood.
She does.
I feel like she would, but the man would be on the low to the low
to
the low.
No, I feel like, what's her son's name?
I feel like she's, non-disclosure agreement. You can come over at this.
I feel like she's going to marry a gay man next. Like, that's just her, that's what she gives me.
Well, Al, what's his name?
Shamar Moore, sign up.
What's Star Jones' ex?
Oh,
Al.
Al be sure.
Al be sure, fool. You so dumb.
All right,
y'all some haters. We don't know, okay? I'm on Wendy's team today.
Oh, DMX is getting a new docuseries.
And I'm going to watch it.
I am too. Oh,
what
it's going to be
mean?
It's going to be good, honey.
It's going to be good because he's
crazy.
He's
crazy.
He is psycho.
Yes,
but when
and
he
I'm
gets into that
it.
Preach thing, it just be like,
I love it.
But
I live for it. I live for
who's
it.
Who's producing this? What channel?
Hold on, let me give you the deets, but let me tell you, I am so here for it because, honey, you know what? I screenshot info. Bitch, I ain't writing this down.
Well, hurry up.
And I just did
it.
Right, because I got
girl.
All this
it's
tea
Mona.
On this page.
It's Mona.
So let me tell y'all right
it's
now.
Mona.
No, so according to Variety, the new series is going to be called In the Dog House. Which I really want.
That's dumb. Can we have a better working title?
Right, like I feel like Snoop Dogg's going to be doing that, like.
It is what it is at this point.
It could just be like DMX gone crazy or DMX just released.
Like, it's going to be about inside his life following his recent release from drug rehab. Hallelujah. And while he works on his new album, are we going to listen?
No.
And attempts to repair his relationship with his 15 1515, children and their mothers, plural. Yeah, okay, so this is going to be
Do they do a different family? Is it 15 episodes? They're going to do a different
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
He travels with Ayama.
Remember when he was on Ayama? And Ayama did not for his life because he walked his ass out?
And the son sold his platinum record or something.
Yeah!
To get into college.
Yeah!
Bless his heart. Listen, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. I really am rooting for DMX. I liked him. Remember that song he did with Aaliyah? No.
Yes.
That was my song.
He's on damn roof.
I was like, y'all don't give me that long.
Well,
call,
I was
though.
Just like, which one are you going to pull up?
You
right
know what
now?
I just felt like
movie?
I felt right,
from the movie, no, the no, soundtrack. She don't know actually what DMX is.
And in that moment, I felt like Mona Scott when she tried to pitch Black China to the world. That awkward silence. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. Speaking of awkward silence, Nicki Minaj's brother just got.
You know what? Send him to the chair. You know, no, I don't believe in the death penalty. I don't. I take that. I retract my statement. Keep going.
Well, we're going to move on to a whole new topic.
No, let's talk and speak on it. Speak on it because you know what? Nicki Minaj has not come out to say anything. And that's a bit shady.
Why should she, though?
Because she came out in support of him and like saying, like, I'm going
to
be by his side. So now he's convicted.
Speak on everything, though.
She doesn't, but I just expect more from her.
Her to just stay quiet.
That's the PR move.
I think she needs to figure out how she truly feels about the situation.
She know how she feels. She knew her brother was nasty.
I mean, you don't know.
You know when your brother nasty.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I mean, no, actually, I don't know.
I know
if my close friends is messed up in the head or any of my, everybody has them family members where you be like, stay away from them. The kids can't be alone with them. I know that I'm not the only family that where we like, leave the kids alone with them. Nope. And I will tell on you if I see that with your nasty ass. Honey, you try to take them to church, you send them to the altar, honey. But the Lord ain't fixed them. Keep the kids away any holiday. Nope, Easter, Thanksgiving,
but the Lord ain't
Valentine's Day. No.
Hell no.
Nicki Minaj, no. You know when you got a family member that's a little bit off, you need a little bit extra Jesus, okay? We all do. I ain't gonna fake the fun.
Nonetheless, she should not say anything. I just would be quiet on this. Mom's the word. She has a brand.
Well, someone who needs to be quiet is Monice from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, because she was on Twitter.
Child, what
I'm
was
exhausted.
She, though?
Because she
saw
was,
that,
like, upset
now.
Because she feels like Hennessy, Cardi
yes.
B's sister
like
Hennessy, blocked her because, and she didn't know why.
How you gonna get blocked from, like, an
from a drink.
Person?
Monice wrote like a 15-page paragraph
and
on Twitter.
I was getting messy,
and it was early in the morning. I'm like, we're doing this at this hour.
But you know what? She tweeted so much, a whole dissertation, and I still ain't getting nothing from it.
No,
I'm like, girl. So what's the point?
Well, I got it
like,
from Hennessy's.
Have you
tweet.
Heard of a topic sentence? You should have started off with a topic
well,
sentence
I was on the
and then filled
room.
It.
That's what they gave me all the tea. I was like, well,
shifted
damn.
Through that. Yeah. Hennessy wrote one little tweet and was like, "Bitch, you be in my DMs and you be talking shit
about my
sister."
Oh,
and Cardi B did the laughing face.
She did the black eye.
And you shouldn't be talking about no one's family members, Monice, when your brother out here.
Oh. Walking around butt booty naked with a backpack
on. Dr. Phil.
Looking like the naked door to explore, honey. What you exploring, honey? Come on, stop me, amigo. So, you know what?
Illness.
Yeah, we're going to... I retract my statement.
You're doing a lot of retracting, girl.
It's a joke.
It's stricken from the record.
Is it a satire,
people? It's a satire.
We're a satire, guys.
It's a satire, guys.
But listen, Masika, Dave East did clap back real hard.
Ooh,
at Masika.
That was hilarious.
Them dirty feet. Girl, listen, I got some recipes for you. Just do some... You know, lemon water, soak them real good. You know, it's very affordable. Throw the whole shoe away. Okay.
Get a bigger size.
Oh. Honey, that heel went on to glory, okay? R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah, I thought I was going to jump off or something. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
She said R.I.P.
Omarosa.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if you heard about this
one. I did. I never know what you about to say.
Her 39, decided to take her 39-person bridal party. Showed up to the White
House. That is such a black move, okay? Showed up to the White House
to take pictures in the Rose Garden.
She was not expected. But then she was like, she gangstered her way in there.
I'm the black woman of the office.
Like, move! I'm getting my black ass and my black ass friends in this.
Exactly. And not Corinne. This is the thing, okay? Because I feel like we eye to eye on this.
We see each other.
That was I feel like I can say that was a black move, okay?
Hashtag
but
black.
But listen, I would have took five. Just my, you know, five
no.
people.
No,
she
don't
took
go.
39.
No,
you do not go if you do not have permission to do so. She didn't even have a desk in office.
Girl, you don't have a badge.
At the White House. So, really, Omarosa? Yeah,
she
I'm a Rosa gangster. She was like, let me let you
was.
Know something.
We knew.
She was like, have you seen The Apprentice?
Like, how did you get in? Did you have to go through, like, the tour thing and then all of a sudden break away?
I'm trying to figure out how.
Have access.
Exactly.
She how didn't.
Did
she so the White access? The White House banned her from posting anything.
That's what she gets. That's what you get.
I'm like, you know, they were on
how
Instagram Live, Snapchat.
How embarrassing is that?
It's so embarrassing.
You have 39.
But I feel like...
It said that they were being loud in the Rose Garden.
Right. You know, we were like, ha! Ah! Oh, yeah, did y'all go to the Oval Room? Bitch, yeah. Listen.
You know, Michelle and Obama was getting
listen,
it down.
You know what? I know that people stereotype black folk as loud, but the thing is, we are. You know, it ain't even a stereotype. We are a very colorful spirit
oh,
bunch,
God.
Okay?
Some blacks are loud. I'm loud.
All of us.
So
are,
I know
okay,
everyone honey. On this panel.
White people be acting so scared. Like, oh my God, there's. Yes, what? You ain't never cackled before? Let it out. Dang. Be offended because I'm loud. I'm living my best life, okay?
Oh,
I'm having a great time.
Come on, best
okay?
life. Yes. Come on,
y'all
best
life. Y'all because I want to be loud. Honey, we be in the studio loud. They be looking like, Ashley must be here. Oh my word.
That black show just finished.
Oh, listen, I was walking in the studio. This white guy was like, what show are you recording? I was like, a reality check on Black Hollywood Live. He's like,
Check out, Ashley.
Check it out. He was like, this is too much.
Retweet honey. And follow.
He started sweating. I said, let me leave him alone.
Who is this?
He's cute though. I'm going to ask for his name. Remember?
He is so real cute.
He's so cute.
You know,
if you're watching, hey, boo, don't leave
the studio.
He
definitely is not watching.
He's not watching.
He's like watching.
he's
watching
mortified.
Some on sci-fi right
he
now.
He is
like.
Mortified.
Well, I'm going to find you.
Oh, stalk her much?
Do you like cats?
Stalk her much?
She like cats?
Speaking of stalkers, apparently Mariah Carey's out here.
I hate her.
Sexually harassing her bodyguard.
Ew.
Allegedly.
Ew. No, let me stop.
It's a joke.
Michael.
It's a satire.
It's a satire. Michael Anello, or whatever the frick his name is.
He just wants two seconds of fame. Why are we
He's
even bringing
like,
him up?
She called me
No,
to
she
her
didn't.
Room.
She has Brian Tanaka.
And she was...
And she's paying $12,000
a
week to him.
She's always
she's
wearing
Mariah,
a robe.
Right, like...
She's fucking Mariah Carey.
She was laid out because the bitch is heavy and can't get up.
Oh, but she has had body work done, honey.
Where?
Recently?
Yes.
Where?
She's slimmer in the middle.
No, girl.
She got
Did
a
you see
girdle.
Her at the VH1 hip-hop
And an old school gold
yeah,
girdle.
Yeah, post that. Like, last month, she had a... Child, just get into the
it's
pictures.
It's a girdle.
Before and after.
It's no, a girdle.
Can't nothing Instagram? Cinch that good, honey. Yeah.
Them old school
honey,
ones.
Photoshop.
Cinch that good.
She probably can't breathe. She was like, that's why she's looking stuffed like a turkey, honey.
Bitch, this way, look what she's talking about. She's talking about this.
I hate Jesse. He's so stupid. We can't see that.
That's okay. Can y'all see that?
You hate her, but nonetheless, she's paying her boyfriend $12,000 a week.
Can I fuck Mariah Carey, or just stand next
for
to her
what?
And pretend I'm her boyfriend?
Is that his allowance?
Yeah, a week,
and don't got to do no chores. That's
a
dream
week,
job.
Girl. I will braid your hair. I'll grease your scalp. 12 a week, shit.
See, I'm gonna need her in
girl,
something
I'm just
other
saying.
Than black.
Did you guys?
12 a week.
Did you guys see the picture of Rumi and Sir?
Oh my God,
no.
You didn't
so
see it?
So beautiful.
It's is like, it? But you know what? I think that finally they allowed
no,
people
they
to
didn't.
Take their pictures. I don't think
no,
that.
They didn't.
Really? You
because
think that it was leaked?
I read, that it was leaked. And then Beyonce is snatching people's Instagrams who are posting them, like on, yeah. So certain
really?
Bloggers and stuff, yeah. Mm. And I personally, this is just me, uh-huh. I just feel like she is unhappy with, they caught her off guard. Like, she is Beyonce.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she just was like, at I noticed. Home. She was in her homewear.
Let me say, but the those pictures, kids are okay, yeah, they're so adorable. So adorbs. Let's talk about what you were saying, that she wasn't as snatched as we're used to seeing her, because she recently posted pictures and, honey, her waist was snatched. But I'm like, baby girl, that's not what I saw in the picture from the night before when you was at home and your belly was out.
H-E-L-L-O.
And there's nothing she wrong with. She did
just
that.
Have two kids, though.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, yeah, so.
Wait, is it this one?
No, honey. Mm-hmm. Okay, when I get my phone, I'll show you. But yes, these kids are beautiful, but they so caught cute. Her. And so that's why I think she's doing a huge, like, post. Delete that. Delete it. Or I'm going to sue you. Or I'm going to fine you. But right. Those kids are so cute.
But it's like, there's, what can you do? Like, mm-hmm. Those pictures are here to stay. Like, I got a screenshot on my phone. Pay me to delete it.
But what's so interesting is we have not seen Sierra's new baby.
Oh, nope. Or Kerry Washington.
Or Kerry Sandy. Yeah. Huh? No. Mm. What's up with that?
Is anyone looking?
I would love to see Kerry Washington's baby.
Oh, Kerry Washington.
I love her. Hello, do you guys still watch Scandal?
No.
Oh, I love
what? Hell no.
Wait, How to Get Away? My Thursdays are still booked and busy.
I'm Thirsty Thursday at this point. I'm watching shit.
What? I watch Vince and Tamar.
See?
That's what I'm watching.
How's that going?
I mean, they just aired this past Thursday, and I watched, and okay.
I'm over it.
I'll have more of a development once we get further into the season.
But I guess it was a snooze. Tamar did confirm that it's not for TV and that they are really getting
divorced. Yeah, she saw that too. Yeah, it's but she said they are not fighting. It's not a volatile situation in terms of, like, you know, the breakdown of the actual divorce. They're still friends because they have to support and still be there for little Logie.
I wonder if he has any other kids on the side.
I don't think so.
I'll believe it.
Wait, so reality check or reality X? So Rihanna's going to be hosting Met Ball next year. The theme is heavenly bodies, fashion, and Catholic imagination.
Check.
Someone come and dress like a Virgin Mary.
Rihanna is about to slay all these hoes down.
Yes, and she's going to have like 10 different looks. And
Rihanna
I am
is
so here for
everything. I love Rihanna. And she's a powerful pop and Pisces like myself.
I really, really think that this is it's well deserved it's because every single year everything. She shows up. Yeah,
she's going to be like, hi, delivers. Kim. Hi, Beyonce.
No, she's going to be like, oh.
Right, not even. Cute,
yeah, because she won't mention names. She's like,
she's Rihanna.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
She's like, bitch, I do this.
Yeah. Hi. And shout out to Fenty. It's like.
She's eating every freaking makeup counter in the world.
Did you share your Fenty story on
I think
camera?
I did, honey. I ain't gonna go there.
Remember when
I shared it on my Snapchat. And I had another honey, I was on Snapchat again, popping off because of something at work.
Popping off.
Honey, popping off. You know what?
That y'all. Should be a segment.
Pop it off.
Because y'all people be getting on my nerves. Okay.
Well,
for
yeah.
no reason.
But
just
that's
be
not hard
on my
to
nerves.
Do, Ashley.
Right.
Leave me alone. I mind my business.
Moody Judy over
here. Mind your business, girl. As she's scrolling through the shade room.
She mind her business.
She mind all her business. We minding our business here on Reality Check Sunday, girl.
Okay, so Reality X, Reality Check. Of course, we are not all fans of Donald Trump, but he recently tweeted.
God.
Honey, it was so petty. Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat. Oh, well, I try so hard to be his friend,
Donald
and maybe someday that will happen. Listen, if he wasn't like borderline racist and just an awful person, I would live for him. He is so petty.
He really is so petty.
He is like, disgusting. As a personality, I cannot with him. That was hilarious.
Like, yeah, can we go back to like season 6 of Celebrity Apprentice Donald and just keep you there? Like, because you're really fucked up.
Yeah, but then again, he should be in jail for sexually assaulting women. So there's that.
You mean grabbing them by their...
A lot of guys out here.
Say it, girls. Reality check.
Yeah, my grandma watches sometimes. So
no, grabbing them by their meow.
That's probably the least of
Hey, grandma. I love you, girl.
So, I mean, the pettiness of that tweet, I will reality check because it's hilarious. And when I read it,
I checking
cackled.
Shit from Donald. I'm just flatline.
The only thing I'm Next. Checking for Donald is Hillary.
I'm with her.
Friend, do you have any reality exercises?
Y'all know, I'm just here.
I ain't doing the whole
Well, how was
Tyrese. Tyrese.
Oh, what happened now? Oh, wait. And then do you see with the fucking Will Smith and Jada giving him his money?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. He's a liar. You a liar.
And then the little king boy, the little motivational speaker. He's like 12 years old. Yes. So Tyrese is talking about he's going to pay for his education.
With what money?
With what?
He's with the money that he said when Will and Jada and he's gonna
they
put the paper.
They did not. TMZ reported that they did not give him $5 million.
$500.
And it was a quick post and delete. Remember I told y'all last week, and then all of a sudden it was gone off of his IG. But the bloggers got it.
But
and then TMZ said no.
Do you think that Will and Jada was like, "This is what I want to do for you," but then he opened his mouth, and that's not something that you should do.
I don't think so at all.
He's just lying.
I just think he's just it's crazy. And then he was on another rant on his IG talking about, I'm sorry. I guess there was some doctor who called all of his friends, like a lot of people, and he was like, "I just was going through a hard time, and I just basically he's just a little bit loony toony. I guess he was taking some meds that had him
bless
off
his
and
heart.
Altered.
You know what? Him and his wife are expecting their first child, so that's always a blessing, and hopefully he gets it together.
Well, this is what I think. I think that she thought that, oh, this is Tyrese, Fast and Furious. This is Tyrese. Singer or in Breeze
and sensation. we're not
she got
away.
Into this relationship with him and she was like this
and Corinne
still think he from Baby
this
Boy
motherfucker is crazy
that's
and
Judy.
He broke
Judy but we're not when Corinne says that because I don't want people to come for you in the comments we're not taking away
I'm
from the fact that she is already established. She has a high level
she
of education. She has a career.
She's been working.
But that still doesn't mean that you won't have a certain mindset when you meet someone like Tyrese and feel like, oh, wow, like you are Tyrese and you fall in love.
And here's the gag. We have all been set up by a man selling us a hope and a dream, honey. I know I have.
The
honey,
only
recently. Okay? Recently.
Hello.
Recently.
Right. The only dream that
recently.
I believe in that a man will tell me is Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Because all these other dreams, it's a lie.
Hello.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
I done woke up.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
Lie.
It's a fable.
So we not shading Tyrese's wife, honey. We love you, girl. We love you. But we have all been hoodwinked and bamboozled by a brother.
Or not. Or non-brother.
Probably thought that baby was gonna get y'all closer together.
They were married. They're married, so.
But sometimes, like they be saying, when you have a child, some white people be thinking that
look
they,
what happened.
If they have a kid, they're gonna stay together. A
I think
longer.
That's a lot of people. Like, not just white people.
Look what happened to little Aniko. Obviously, it doesn't work. So there's that.
Anyway,
did y'all see those baby pictures?
I can't.
The
yes. Anyways,
I mean, why he got his shirt off and everything?
Wrap it up.
You know, so where can everyone find you?
Everyone, DJ Jesse J.
Oh My 30.
And y'all can check me out on My 30s. Again, download my podcast, subscribe. It's On My 30s, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. And on my social media, it's On My 30s.
And everyone can check me out at Kristen Mingle, ChristianMingle.com. Ah! Okay, keep it.
Tinder.
And no, heavenly, I'm not on Tinder
black
no more.
People meet.
Hello, MySpace. Hit me up. And that's
the SN is Cats Meow.
Are you on the league? Are you on the league?
What's the league?
Oh, bitch, you don't know about the league?
Ashley Gray TV. Peace out.
Oh, I'm going to tell you about the
league,
bitch.
What's the
league?
Girl, it's a
wait,
hoax.
What is that?
It's a satire.
What is
it's
the league?
It's a satire, bitch. Girl, download the app. So basically, it's...
Wait, this is usually...
Wait, I mean, hello, are we still on air?
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
Bitch, I'm done.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.